USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Millions watching as President Trump sits down for a free Super Bowl interview with Sean Hannity on Fox. He's asked if he will be able to work with Democrats going forward.
Well, I'd like to, but it's pretty hard when you think about it, because it's been, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the level. They don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false, the level of hypocrisy. So I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest. I think they just want to win, and it doesn't matter how they win.
And in other news, in London, a 20-year-old Muslim terrorist wielding a machete shot and killed by police after he stabs two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
There is an 8th confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide. More than 300 people have died now in China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting Kazakhstan as the country shares a 1,000-mile border with China. He's there discussing the coronavirus.
The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a presence in your country here in Kazakhstan. We're helping your Ministry of Health track potential cases, and we're translating our CDC guidelines into Russian for your government.
And Pompeo telling reporters,
just as we've gone to great lengths to help Americans afflicted by the virus, so too will we go to great lengths to help our friends here in Kazakhstan deal with it. It's the right thing to do, and we'll continue to provide assistance as long as you should need it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucusgoers, promising to press on regardless of how things turn out Monday night in the state. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She was speaking on Fox News Sunday. I'm Chris Barnes.
Turns out college students may be left out of the 2020 census, USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A student privacy law will complicate the U.S. Census Bureau's ability to get complete information about students living in college-run housing for the nation's headcount, according to the warning the U.S. Department of Education has sent to universities. Because of the decades-old privacy law, university administrators will not be able to disclose students' sex, race, or Hispanic origin, if asked. The 2020 count will help determine the allocation of $1.5 trillion in federal spending dollars and how many congressional seats each state gets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.